When I was a kid, we had probably 15 kids in Copper Harbor. And we, age-wise, there was probably 7 or 8 years between the youngest, who I think was me, and the oldest. But because there were so few of us, we all hung out together. We all did stuff together. And we all got into mischief together. One of our hijinks was to take one of the park benches in the evening when the flag had been lowered at Fort Wilkins, and we flew a flag. We took the park bench and ran it up the flagpole. Now it's safe to admit that I was part of that. I would not have owned up to it 40 or 50 years ago, but today I don't mind telling you. And I used to be the smallest one, and we would hike out to the lighthouse. At that time, the road ended at Fort Wilkins, so we biked as far as the fort, and then we walked all the way around the harbor over fallen trees and everything to get to the lighthouse. And then I got on Don Dow's shoulders to get onto the roof at the back of the building and across the roof to the second floor window, which was not locked. And I went down and unlocked the door for everybody. And then we climbed to the tower and took our peanut butter and jam sandwiches out of our pocket and had our lunch up there. And then we cleaned up, locked up, and nobody ever knew we'd been there.
Thank you, thank you. And welcome to A Fresh Air Inspired Life. I'm your host, Amanda. And today's guest has lived in the harbor for really most of her life. She has done many things in this town and currently owns Country Village Shops right at the blinking light and down the road there. So please welcome Barb Foley. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Amanda.
Oh, it's so great to be here. Today we are here in the old country store. So it's about to open in not too long. We'll see if the phone rings and we'll see if anyone comes in. Because as Barb said, it's been one of those days. Barb, how and when did you wind up in Copper Harbor?
Well, I was all set to move into a house that we had built in Ohio. And our contractor was 3 or 4 months late on everything. And suddenly my dad died, and there was nobody to run the stores. And at that time, there was also a store in Calumet. And I have 3 sisters, but one was in college. The other one was a resident of Ohio, and because of the liquor license that we had at that time, you had to be a Michigan resident. So I was the one that was willing to change my residency from Ohio to Michigan and move to Copper Harbor and take over the businesses. Okay. And then we bought out my 3 sisters. So within probably 4 years of moving to Copper Harbor, I had a huge mortgage.
Oh, sure. Oh, my gosh. I can imagine. Wow. And so you felt the urge to take over the old country store in the Frontier because your family had already owned it, your dad.
Yes, my dad built the Frontier in 1947.
Wow.
And the country store was the first co-op store in the state of Michigan, and it was built in Tamarack Hill, just behind Calumet. And in the 1960s, it was moved to Copper Harbor. And I did not get to see any of that because I was living in Kansas at the time.
Oh, my.
And I can't find anybody that has pictures of it or even remembers it, unfortunately. I would love to have had some pictures of that big move.
Yeah, wow. That is really cool. What else do you want to tell us about any of that evolution of all those?
Well, right about the same time we moved here, the mines were closing because of strike problems, and almost as soon as I moved here, even before my last baby was born, I ended up on the chamber board of directors. Wow. And then with the advent of snowmobiling and us partnering with the Senior Kelpies and the Westcoats to open up the Pontiac for year-round business, the need for trail grooming and trail development was so obvious that people between Houghton and Calumet and Copper Harbor that were involved with winter business formed the Keweenaw Tourism Council, which is now the visitors group. And that worked so well that they used that as the format to join all of the local chambers of commerce into the Keweenaw Chamber of Commerce. At one time, there was a Lorium Chamber, Mohawk, Ameek, Calumet, Lake Linden, Hancock, Houghton. They all had chambers of commerce and were doing things without cooperating with each other, which didn't help and wasn't a benefit to anybody. So by joining them together, we put a concerted effort together and things were coordinated where your special event wasn't clashing with somebody else's special event so that everybody would benefit from it. And doing that, then with the Chamber and the Tourism Council, we put together FAM tours with cooperation with UPTRA, Upper Peninsula Travel and Recreation, with travel writers. A FAM tour is a familiarization tour, and had that developed into wonderful articles in the Chicago Tribune, in the Better Homes and Gardens, in Gourmet Magazine, in Bon Appetit Magazine. It really was very, very beneficial to our region. And all the businesses, after these articles started appearing, were keeping track of where reservations were coming from, and they were coming from the regions where the articles had been published. When it came to like Chicago Tribune or the Milwaukee Journal or the Minneapolis Star. So after those articles appeared, then you started getting a lot of, and I wish we were doing FAM tours today. I don't know why the boards are not looking at that, because it really was a wonderful thing to have.
I'm curious about that, because I feel like today there is so much more business up here, you know, throughout the year. And so a lot of, I mean, yeah, people want to still say, yeah, Copper Harbor still exists. These are all the great things that we can do. But we know that a lot of people from those cities are coming up already. So how do you think the FAM tour would benefit the situation that we're in now?
Well, if you get the FAM tours scheduled for times of the year when you're not having peak business, the wildflowers and the bird migration in the early spring and maple syruping, those are all things that would be of interest to a travel writer that would bring people in to our area during the shoulder seasons so that we have a more uniform income for anybody that's involved in this type of business.
Yeah, okay.
And conventions and meetings. One of the reasons we pursued the conference center at the Keweenaw Mountain Lodge is to host conferences. And conferences in late October and early November, and April and May would be a huge benefit to the whole area.
Yeah, I agree. Can we talk about some stories that you have about the area?
Oh, gosh. Oh, that should be Stan Martin or Frank Judnich or Jim Westcott. Now, those three were the storytellers. Well, we had Bill the Hermit, who lived up on Brockway Mountain. Mm-hmm. He had PTSD, which they used to say was shell shock back in those days. He was a veteran of World War II. And he had built a shack for and lived on Brockway Mountain. And when Bill would run out of firewood that was surrounding where he lived, he would move the shack to another spot with a lot of wood. Ingenious. So that he did not have to bring wood great distances to keep warm. And Mac Firmadig, the fort manager at that time, used to bring Bill groceries and what have you and leave them in his mailbox. Also, the other thing he would bring him would be a six-pack of beer. But the six-pack was six different flavors of beer because he would never buy a six-pack. When he bought it himself, he would never buy a six-pack of one flavor of beer. It was Pabst, it was Miller's, it was Busch, it was Stroh's. So Mac would leave him at his mailbox a goodie package. And in return for that, Bill would go out and pick a lot of huckleberries and leave buckets of huckleberries at the mailbox for Mac. So Mac started calling huckleberries Billberries because Bill would pick them. But he was quite a character, and he was a star of a couple of the travel writers' articles.
Really?
They fell in love with Bill.
Oh, lovely.
So
that's awesome. I want to point out, because a lot of people come up here and they're like, what's the difference between a bilberry and a huckleberry? And there isn't a difference. It's just that
it's the same berry.
It got renamed because good old Bill picking them by the bucketful. I mean, if you don't know, there's lots of bilberries on the side of Brockway Mountain.
Exactly.
I think that is so cool. I'm really glad that you shared that story to get rid of any confusion around that. What about when you had kids on the bus? Want to talk about that at all?
Well, I would have loved to have had kids on a bus.
Oh, yeah.
When my kids had to go into Calumet, I would leave here at 5:30 in the morning, and I would meet the school bus that was going to the Air Force Base at 6 o'clock in Central. And then at 4:30, I'd have to be back at Central to drive them back to the harbor. My kids, we did not have a minibus at that time. And my kids, just like myself and my fiancé, in the fall and spring, went to the Copper Harbor School. In fact, that's where I met my fiancé. I used to climb the cedar trees that are still there at lunchtime after I picked hard green apples from the Swede's house across the street, and I would pelt him with green apples. You know, how else can you get even with the big boys?
Oh, my gosh.
And all of us used to play baseball, softball actually, in the rocky field right in front of the Copper Harbor School from every recess, every lunch hour, after school. We just had baseball games going constantly.
Nice. Did you use apples for the ball?
No, we had we actually had one ball, one apple, and one bat, and we used rocks for the bases.
Oh, my.
Now, if you're not familiar with Copper Harbor, you know how rare a rock is in Copper Harbor. They're very hard to find.
Those were probably the only four in town at the time. Jeez. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Do you have any more stories for us? I just love your stories.
Maybe well, we more. Used to, as I said, our moms would shove us out the doors after breakfast, and we used to climb the rock face of Brockway.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes we'd go up through the woods, mm-hmm. depending on whether we had a berry pail with us.
Sure.
If we went through the trees up to the lookout, that was because we were looking for thimbleberries or huckleberries. Mm. And if we were just plain wanting to get there fast, we'd start at the cemetery, mm-hmm. the rock face at the cemetery, and just climb the rock face. Wow. And obviously our parents did not know what we were doing.
No.
I think they would have come unglued.
Oh.
And my mom used to say, when we'd get up to the top, to be very careful about what you said, because it could be heard all over Copper Harbor.
That's true.
And then she said the same thing about any time we were out on the water. Mm. She said, if you're out on the water, whisper, because everybody in Copper Harbor will know exactly what you were saying. I said, you may as well broadcast it.
That's true.
Yeah.
To anyone who boats out there with those north breezes, I mean, your voices carry right to everyone on the shore.
Everybody hears it. Yep.
It's true. Oh, wow. I want to reminisce a little bit with you. I remember when I first moved up here, and you would always open your home to all the Christmas carolers, and we would have chili. And drinks, and you just...
Right up until pandemic.
So I'm curious, why was that so important to you that you're like, I got to make chili and I want everyone in?
Because I was sort of the end of the line with the carolers, and I knew by the time they got to my house, they were going to be very cold. Mm. And I thought bringing them in and feeding them some chili would, and hot cider and everything mm-hmm. would warm them up a little bit.
Well, it totally did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Such sweet memories from that. Totally.
Well, we may do it again next year. We don't have any more pandemic.
Yeah. I think we're pretty safe from that.
I know it was pouring buckets on Christmas Eve this year.
Oh,
they sang carols at the Mariner because it was pouring.
That's right.
And I am just in such high hopes that we never have another winter like this. I feel like I'm back in Ohio.
Wow.
At least we didn't have ice here like we used to get in Ohio.
Ohio, yeah. The ice.
And we get sunshine here. Mm-hmm. And they don't get sunshine.
Mm.
That's one of the nicest things about being here in the wintertime. We have so much sun.
You think so?
Yes.
In the sun.
My
wow.
dear,
I guess
spend a winter in Columbus.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yes.
Wow. I'll try to feel less sorry for myself now. Oh, my goodness. So how many years were you a first responder in town?
Probably about 30.
Okay.
I let my license expire 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
My back has been bothering me, sure. So I figure I don't need to be moving 300-pound snowmobilers.
No, you don't.
Yes, and for a while there, we were, at the beginning, we were running all the way almost to Gay.
Mm.
And we've had runs almost to Eagle River. So, long hauls.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time and
service
in that.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Yeah.
My nursing background got used for something.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that.
However, your EMT paramedic training is much different than nursing programs. They're dealing with a lot more emergency and how to control and accidents, injuries, and maintain them until you can get them to a hospital.
Sure. So did you want to be a nurse originally?
I started out in nursing, and I ran out of money.
Oh, wow.
So.
But being a caregiver is definitely kind of in your bones. Like, you,
probably.
That's important to you. Yeah. Oh, well, even feeding people chili, that's a good way to give care. Geez. So we're sitting here today in the sunshine, and Barb just got a call that the Frontier down where they sell ice cream and fudge and the Christmas shop and all those fun things has a sale pending. So how does that make you feel?
I have very mixed feelings. You know, I watched Spondy Mackey building that fireplace down there when I was a little tiny tyke. And it's been in the family forever. And I developed a fudge business down there, and my daughter has done a wonderful job of taking it over. We are going to move the fudge business to the country store.
Oh, great.
So the people that are interested in the building are proposing a business plan that sounds like it would be very good for Copper Harbor.
It's,
and it's a piece to the Copper Harbor picture that is needed here.
Nice.
And that's cool. All I am going to say about that.
Good,
at this time.
We don't want to say too much.
No.
Too soon. No. Oh, wow. Well, that's exciting. Do you have any words of wisdom that you'd like to share with us?
Gosh. If you're still in school, really work on your math skills. And learn local history. Mm. If you're not going to leave the area, familiar yourself with the history of this area. Know where the waterfalls are. Know some of the things that have happened here. Know about the strikes, the early strikes. Know about the Indians that lived here. I'm embarrassed to tell you, I'm embarrassed for them, how many of the local young people don't know anything about their area. Mm. It's very shocking. In fact, I even get kids from the Houghton and Hancock school areas that cannot correctly pronounce the name of their community.
Oh.
And I think, I know language evolves. Mm. I've been in regions of Maine and Tennessee before there was a lot of television, and I know the regional dialects are very much like what the people at Fort Wilkins use in the interpretive program. But some of this evolution, when it boils down to just sloppy, doesn't make a good impression on people that are visiting our area. And you always want to put your best foot forward.
Sure.
So I want anybody that's visiting us to think that we have nothing but very bright young people.
Mm. Lovely. That's great. So what do you, when you're not sitting in your store, what do you like to do? What are things?
Ski.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping to get out to do some spring skiing with my kids out in Colorado, but with the roofers are going to put a new roof on the country store instead.
So
instead of skiing, I used to do a lot of knitting. I used to make every stitch of clothing my kids wore.
Wow.
I managed a top-rate yard goods store when I was putting my first husband through school.
Wow.
Where we had gorgeous materials. And I had interns from the design program at Stevens College and at the university. They're design people and their home ec people. There used to be home ec classes. Mm. You're too young to know about home ec.
I did have home ec classes.
Did you?
In high school, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, they no longer force girls to all take a home ec class. Mm. And I think it's wonderful to know how to cook and keep your apartment or your dorm room clean, but it should be inclusive. Mm. And the girls should know how to handle a screwdriver and a saw and pound in nails and know where to put the nails.
I agree.
Because in this day and age, there's so little handy people available. If you can't fix it yourself, you're up a creek.
It's true. It's good to have all the skills.
I know.
No matter where you live.
I know.
It is. Yeah.
So it ought to be, if they are still requiring something like that, they should require it to be unisex for both.
Everyone. Yep. I agree. So I really want to thank you for letting me get a chance to interview you. I love your stories and I love your attitude. You're just like a lay it all out there. This is how it is kind of girl. And that's just really fun. So thank you.
I'm very bashful, aren't I?
You're so bashful.
You don't know where I stand on any issues.
Oh, geez. We're tiptoeing around in this interview. No. But yeah, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to say at all before we close today?
Well, thank you very much for coming over. And sure. I'm so glad to have you as a neighbor.
Aw, thanks.
And I need to see more young people your age in the Copper Harbor.
Oh.
We need more young folks.
More young folks. Hear that? Come on up.
Yes.
We're working on it. Bring your family. Yeah.
Definitely bring your family.
Yep, we need it. Cool. Well, thank you again so much, Barb.
You're welcome, Amanda.
And to our dear listener, thanks for listening. And remember to learn about where you live and be good to yourself. Ba 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 da 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 ba ba da ba do da da.